USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be sitting down today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week. It's part of a continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was a critic of the Saudi government and hasn't been seen since he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul more than 2 weeks ago. Pompeo met with Turkey's president yesterday after Turkish sources claimed authorities have an audio recording indicating that Khashoggi was tortured and killed inside that consulate. The death toll from Hurricane Michael keeps climbing. Four bodies found yesterday in a search of Mexico Beach, Florida, where the hurricane first made landfall. It brings the death toll to at least 32. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Fewer Americans are filing for jobless benefits. The Labor Department says 210,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 fewer than the week before. Analysts were expecting today's number to be right around 215,000, or a little bit more than it was. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein defending the Russia investigation in a Wall Street Journal interview. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says he accepts that people are frustrated with the investigation, which President Trump has repeatedly called a witch hunt. But he says eventually the public will have confidence in the results of the probe, which include charges against Russians for meddling in the 2016 election. Rosenstein says that he's trying to avoid public speculation about the Mueller investigation and to keep focused on the work itself.
Remember to find us online or at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The CDC reports a multi-state outbreak of salmonella linked to raw chicken products. We get an update from USA Radio's John Clemens.
So far, 92 people have been infected with salmonella from 29 states, including 21 people who have been hospitalized. Epidemiologic and laboratory evidence indicates that many types of raw chicken products from a variety of sources are involved. A single common supplier of raw chicken products or of live chickens has not been identified. That indicates it might be widespread in the chicken industry. I'm John Clemens.
Kobe Bryant is being tossed from the jury of a film festival because of a 15-year-old rape charge. A petition calling for organizers of this weekend's Animation Is Film Festival to remove the retired Lakers superstar as a juror. A group called Women and Allies bringing the change.org petition about it. Bryant was charged with raping a Colorado hotel worker back in 2003. The 19-year-old woman claimed the NBA superstar raped her in his hotel room. Bryant said the sex was consensual, and the case was dismissed when the woman refused to testify. Well, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.